Hello and welcome, everyone. If you are listening right now, congratulations for getting into this call. My name is Alex Mondosian, and I will be interviewing Bob Proctor in about 30 seconds. But while you have a pen in front of you, or if you're in front of your browser, you can go to the following website. I'll be referring to it from time to time throughout this presentation and training. I want you to go to www.thesgrprogram.com/special. And that forward slash is very important. Let me give it to you again. thesgrprogram.com/special. And you'll know you're on the right page when you see Bob Proctor's picture. You'll see Michael Beckwith's picture and Jack Canfield's picture. Bob is in the middle, and it says The Science of Getting Rich. That's what SGR stands for. And Bob, welcome again. Here we are, another teletraining. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Alex. Always good to work with you.
Well, the first question is, and this typically will be going and running through the minds of everyone listening, is why is The Science of Getting Rich and why is this program so important to everyone listening right now and to their future?
Alex, if you take a look at the economy and you take a look at the information we're getting hit with every day, our senses feed information into our consciousness. And they're like six-lane highways in rush hour when it comes to information about the economy. It's all bad news, bad news, bad news. And it will paralyze a person if they don't understand how to protect themselves from it. We have the ability to shut that down and turn on something that's going to inspire us, going to enhance us, and going to lead us towards the financial independence that everybody seeks. And that's what this program will do for you. It will neutralize all that negative energy and then move you in the right direction.
Well, we're talking about money specifically today, how to create it, how to have more of it. And as you mentioned, you know, we're at an economic time where the news isn't very optimistic about the future, and people who watch the news probably are not optimistic as well. What are your thoughts about the current state, and how do you think through what's currently happening and the future as it lends itself to money and wealth?
Well, you know, Alex, I have always studied a few. Now, I have never studied what the masses do. I always study what the individuals do. If you go back to the Great Depression, Sir John Templeton got involved in penny stocks during the Depression. It made him a billionaire. You're going to find that the individuals that really succeed in life, that take off and make things happen in a big way, always do things almost the opposite to the masses. I always say all the geniuses are dead. When they were alive, they were heretics. They were a little crazy. Like the Wright brothers, the next door neighbors would say, those boys are going to kill themselves. If you can imagine what was going on next door to the Edisons, you know, that man should get a job. We look back on history and we think, man, they were geniuses, but at the time they weren't. Well, right now, the masses are locked into what's wrong. And the few geniuses are locked into the opportunity that is hidden in this terrible situation that we find the economy in. There's something good and there's something bad about everything. If it's a little bad, it's a little good. If it's terrible, it's great. That's a natural law, and it's part of this material that we're studying here. So, you know, this is a great time to be alive, to really capitalize on opportunities that only come along periodically.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned Sir John Templeton because during the Great Depression of 29, of course, more millionaires were created in North America than at any other time period. And now I guess we're in the Great Recession of 2009, and there's an opportunity, you brought up that word, to create more millionaires than any other time in the 21st century if people look at it that way. But why don't most people listening right now, or maybe friends and loved ones of people who are listening right now, why don't they feel they can succeed? Why do they think the opposite of you? What you do?
Well, we're programmed, Alex. We're programmed genetically. We're programmed environmentally. And when you take a look at it, you know, it's the most natural thing in the world to get locked in to the sad side of life. That's where our programming leads us. But if you stop and think of all the successful people you know, and there's a lot of them, they're just very few in number relative to the masses. They all are excited right now. They are truly excited about the phenomenal opportunities that are staring us in the face. Quite frankly, I have more opportunities coming at me than I'm able to work on. And I have never seen anything like it. I've been in this business for 40 years. This is the most phenomenal time I have ever seen. Opportunities are just everywhere, and there's so few people that are capitalizing on them.
Well, wealth creation has a formula just like everything else in life, and I know that there is a formula for this. What is that formula, and how can someone who's listening right now learn this formula faster, easier, and with the least amount of human effort?
Well, the formula for wealth has always been multiple sources of income. You don't have one source of income. You have all kinds. If you can imagine a supermarket, and let's suppose they run out of their stock runs out of one product. Do you think that's going to hurt the supermarket? Not at all. They might not even notice that they run out of it because there's so many other things. Well, it's the same with income. Wealthy people historically have always had multiple sources of income. And wealthy people, whether they were aware of it or not, were always following and working in harmony with laws of the universe. That's what this is all based on. It's all based on laws. And when we bring our mind and our life into harmony with the natural laws, good things happen. That's why we say there is a science to getting rich, and there actually is a science to getting rich. You see, Waddles didn't say you get rich by doing certain things. He said you get rich by doing things in a certain way. You're going to find two people doing the same thing, one getting rich, one not. One's doing them in a certain way. They do them in harmony with the law. And it is an actual science, Alec. It works every time for every person everywhere. That's what distinguishes things when they are laws. Laws work every time for every person everywhere. It really doesn't matter where you are, who you are. If you follow the law, you're going to win.
Kind of like what Bucky Fuller talked about as a generalized principle. It works no matter what. Is that correct?
That's a good way to put it. That's like Lisa Nichols' new book, No Matter What.
Exactly.
I love it.
Exactly, No Matter What, which is probably more powerful than Whatever It Takes. Now, you mentioned Waddles. Wallace D. Waddles has had a profound impact on thousands, maybe millions of people. And the book, The Science of Getting Rich, is an e-book. It should be 10 times the cost of this SGR program, which we'll be talking about in just a moment. It should be priced at 10 times that because of the value it can bring. Let's talk about that book because it comes at no cost as a free bonus, as an enticement to say yes today and within the next 48 hours. Who is Wallace D. Waddles and why is The Science of Getting Rich? Why is that book so important to so many people?
Wallace D. Waddles was an ordinary guy who had some extraordinary information. He was a farmer and there was nothing significant about him except this book. He was tuned in to stuff that not many people understood way back around 1903. I was sitting in Lloyd Conant's house in 1968, and I asked him, I said, Lloyd, how did you start this company? Because Lloyd Conant did not start a company. He started an industry with the Nightingale Conant Corporation, the personal and professional development industry as we know it today in recorded fashion. And he said, I was given a little green book, and I studied it all weekend, and I made up my mind on Monday morning that I was going to build a world-class organization. Well, you know, Alex, all of a sudden I wasn't interested in his company. I was interested in the book. And
right.
He gave me a copy of it. I have never stopped studying that book. I've been studying it since 1968. Rhonda Byrne got a hold of that book. And shortly after she got a hold of it, it had such an impact on her life, it caused her to produce The Secret, which has impacted the lives of a few hundred million people. This book will change lives. Now, it has had such an impact on my life that I decided to build this program. And the program is built right in harmony with everything that's in the book, all the various aspects of the book. I think it was Hubbard one time said, when you read a good book through the second time, you don't see something in it you didn't see before. You see something in yourself that wasn't there before. Well, I have read that so often, Alex, and it kept bringing out different parts, but I recorded them all. I didn't just, you know, think them and lose them. I kept a record like an astrologer would chart a course, and I put it all together. And then I made this program. And that's really, this is such a special program, and it comes from a phenomenal book, a book that is literally, it changed millions of lives through Lloyd Conant, Earl Nightingale, through Rhonda Byrne, through myself, through many other people. And it'll change the life of the person who's listening to you and me right now.
And that's such a great point, because it's just one aspect, and it is the leader from behind, if you will, of the SGR program, which I want to dive into and what that's about and the history of it. Before I ask you that question, though, can this program, the Science of Getting Rich program that you've developed, can that assist and help anyone who has currently lost their job as a result of layoffs of the current economic situation we're in? Even someone who is not in a job right now, who's unemployed, can it assist them to work through that process?
You know, it's strange you asked me that question, Alex. I was doing an interview with a magazine yesterday, and they asked me the same question. And I said, it'll work for them so well that they'll probably feel that the recession has liberated them because they're going to be free to follow their dream, and then they're going to have a map of exactly how to get there, to get to where they want to go. It is such this. If for the person that's just lost their job, I would say has the greatest opportunity because there's no ties, there's no obstacles, there's no conditions or circumstance slowing them down. They are free to roll, and that's what this will do for them. It'll bring the very best out of them.
Equal playing field. We all have 168 hours a week. We all have 86,400 seconds a day. It's what you do with them that make the difference. Let's talk about the SGR program. It stands for Science of Getting Rich. And how did this program come to be? If you've just joined us, I'm with Bob Proctor. Go to www.thesgrprogram.com/special. Let me repeat, very important, thesgrprogram.com/special. That forward slash is incredibly important because you have a bonus gift that is only accessible within the next 48 hours or the first 500 people who say yes and take action. Because that's what we have to give, and we reward the early adopters and those who say yes and are fully, fully committed. The first sentence of that website, after you get through the headline, says, "This is a true story." I want you to reread that again and again. Those six words are critically important. This is a true story. It's not fiction. It's not hype. It is a story. It's not even a story made up for commercial appeal. It is a true story of a remarkable man. I want you to read that story. Print the page, and before you do any of that, get this program. Bob, what is the SGR program, and how did you come to develop it?
Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, Alex, I have read that book so often, and every time I read it, I saw something in me that I didn't see before, but I recorded all my findings. I recorded the new awareness that I had. And when The Secret came out and I saw what Rhonda Byrne had done, as a result of being inspired by this material, I thought, you know, I've got to follow up on that. I've got to take and put this together in a way that will help people take all the suggestions that's in that marvelous film and utilize them in their life so that they really understand why the points were brought out as they were in the film. And then I thought, now how am I going to do this? I didn't want to do it alone. I wanted to bring some people in that really understood this. And so I thought of Michael Beckwith, and I asked Michael if he would introduce each segment of this program. There's 17 segments. And I thought, it's important that we have a spiritual foundation, and who better to do it than Michael Beckwith? I mean, he's such a phenomenal individual and such a great spiritual leader. And so I'm of the opinion that if a program doesn't have a strong spiritual foundation, it's incomplete. There's great programs, but it's incomplete. So I thought that has to be included in this. And so I got Michael to do that. And then I thought, you know, Jack Canfield keeps coming back to my mind. He's probably one of the greatest intellects that I know. A phenomenal student, has studied all of his adult life. And I've worked with him on a few occasions. And, you know, he does such a wonderful job. So I thought, I'm going to get Jack to summarize it. I wanted to teach it myself. So I got Michael to introduce each segment, and then I would teach it. And I would take them into the exercise, and then I would have Jack summarize each lesson. So that's really how the whole thing's laid out. And there's such a depth of knowledge in this, and it's extremely well done. It's one of the most powerful programs I have ever seen.
Well, what I want to acknowledge you for on this, because there are three different points of view, and you've created a scenario where we're looking at the same landscape. We're hearing the same thing, but from three different points of view, from an introduction and from a summary, and then you are teaching. And if you go to the sgrprogram.com, remember the sgrprogram.com/special, you'll see a picture of Bob in the middle. You'll see a picture of Michael to the left, to your left as you're looking at the picture, and then to your right, if you're looking at the webpage, you see Jack Canfield. And what's also interesting is the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a member login. Those are for people who say yes to this. What I'd like you to do is read the invitation. This is not a sales letter. It is an invitation, especially for the first 500 for the next 48 hours. Print it out. And the reason I want you to print it out so it becomes physical and you can curl up on your couch or go to your office and read it away from the website, and give it to a friend. Give it to a friend who's maybe lost hope as a result of the recession or the economic downswing, and let them decide as well. Now, you mentioned there are 17 sessions. Can you go over each of those so people get a sense of what it is? And you keep referring to the book. I'm assuming that's the Wallace D. Wattles book, The Science of Getting Rich. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right, Alex. It's a phenomenal book. But, you know, it's a little book. It's a thin little book. And it's easy to look at it and read it because of our old programming and skip right through it and miss the depth in it. And it's the depth that I think I bring out of, well, it's 40 years of studying in it, really. And I bring it to the surface. And so there's something in this program that I don't think you'd ever get any other way. You get 40 years of intense research into each page. And there is a depth of knowledge in each page.
Well, the 17 audio sessions are, number one, the right to be rich. Number two, there is a science of getting rich. Number three is opportunity monopolized. And then it goes down to number 17. Number 14 is the impression of increase, which is very interesting. Number 15 is the advancing person. 16 is some cautions and concluding observations. And then 17 is a summary of the science of getting rich. 17 audio sessions, an action guide for all of these sessions, and you have a one-click download which you can bring into your iPhone or to your iPod or any kind of portable media device that you would listen to. Show me what you do with your dead time, and I can show you your destiny. I think Lloyd Conant said that, and certainly Earl Nightingale said that. But these 17 sessions, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to number 17, where would you want people to start who have already said yes as they're listening right now? Would you start them on number one or another one of the sessions as a starting point?
No, I would start on number one and go right through to the end, Alex. It's important that they gain an awareness of the sequence of the information. It's laid down in a pattern for a reason. There is a science to it. And when we say the science of getting rich, there truly is. So I would recommend that people go through each one, and they should also follow the guide as they go through it and think, now, I'm going to apply this. I'm going to apply this in my life. Then there's three parts that I recommend people go back to and study daily, all three parts daily for 90 days. And that's number four, the first principle in the science of getting rich. Then number 14, the impression of increase. And then number seven, which is gratitude. And if a person will study those three in that order, after they've gone through the whole program, the results they get will astound them, truly astound them.
Well, right now, if you are listening, I want you to grab your mouse and go to thesgrprogram.com/special. I want you to forward to a friend or a loved one, especially those who have possibly lost hope during these trying times, and get them to at least read the invitation, because this program was originally sold for almost $2,000. It's worth 10 times that, but that's what the original program was sold for. But because of technology, because you get access online instantly, because you get access access to PDF documents online. It is now available for one-tenth the price, for under $200. The question isn't, is it a yes or no at $197, which is the introductory price. The question is, what will you do with the extra $1,800? As an entrepreneur, I'd like to utilize that as working capital. What would you suggest for them to do, Bob, with the $1,800? Because there's also the parable of the talents. If we just go and put that underneath the mattress or put it in the bank, you know, that's not going to be multiplying the extra $1,800 they save. What would you tell people who are listening right now who've already said yes or are thinking about saying yes?
Set up some sources of income, Alex. You know, I was thinking when you were saying at one-tenth the price, if they paid 10 times the $2,000, it would be such a deal. It's helped me earn millions of dollars. In fact, anybody that I know that has really studied this, their life has changed so dramatically. But take that money and literally take it and see that I've saved that. Rather than blowing on going out to dinner or something, say, I'm going to invest that in a source or one or two sources of income. Follow this science and watch them grow. That's what Templeton did that we mentioned earlier. But that's what every great leader has ever done. They've set up sources of income, and they followed a scientific path to do it. It's so good, and it's so powerful. And like I say, it's a law. It works every time, for every person, everywhere. It's not a matter of, will I be lucky? Will it work for me? It works everywhere. It's like gravity is a law of the world. You jump off a building, I don't care whether you're in Kuala Lumpur or in Kentucky, you're going to go down.
Right.
You know? Well, it's exactly the same with this. You follow these laws, and you have to win. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Kentucky or Kuala Lumpur. It works every time for every person everywhere.
The beauty of it also is it doesn't matter if you're currently making money or not, whether you believe in these laws or not. They work whether you believe in them or not. Whether you believe in gravity or not, gravity still works, regardless of your belief. So,
well,
even
Alex,
yes,
you know, the point you've just brought out is rather interesting. I have worked for some of the largest companies in the world, and you know, I haven't gone into one, not one, and I'm talking about a lot of big, big organizations. I haven't gone into one where they knew why their top producers were top producers. This is a phenomena. You're going to find that the top producers are brilliant, and some of them aren't very bright at all. You're going to find some are very well educated, some have never seen the inside of an educational institution. But they all have one thing in common. They are following the laws. As I started to study this, I would go in and I'd show this to the executives, and it was shocking for them. Top producers don't know why they're top producers. They're following the laws. This explains why the big winners are big winners. Every time, everywhere.
And they get to do it intentionally now, not haphazardly, as many of the top producers do. You've set out a formula, so intentionally all they have to do, they listening right now, or friends of loved ones who are listening, just follow these 17 audio sessions, and they will succeed whether they believe in success or not. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Alex. Most people are unconscious competents. I'm talking about winners. I started out an unconscious incompetent. I was losing, and I didn't know why.
I did,
then
too.
Then I started to win. I became an unconscious competent. Well, the winners, most of them don't really know exactly why it is. They think maybe they're lucky. It's not. They're following the laws. And when they become a conscious competent, when they start to understand this, that's when they compound their effectiveness. And it just goes wild.
Well, you have mentored many millionaires over the years. Over 40 years, you've mentored many millionaires and have taught them to become even wealthier in their thinking and their actions. Can you give us some of the examples of the people who have learned these principles you're talking about and created amazing wealth for themselves and for others?
Well, you know, Jack Canfield just put an endorsement on the front of a new book that I wrote. It's not about the money. And he said when he was introduced to these principles by me, he has multiplied his income 40 times. Now, he was earning pretty good money when I met him. I'm going back a number of years. But Jack began to use these principles. Mark Victor Hansen would tell you the same thing. I met John Assaraf from The Secret when, I don't know, he was about 20 years old. I think he was earning about $50,000 a year, maybe not even that. he's earned up to around $18, $20 million in a year. So, you know, I could take and show you all kinds of people. There's a guy here in Toronto, Doug Maharg, one of the wealthiest people I know. Doug will tell you it's because, you know, when he met me and he started to study this. This changes lives, Alex. It doesn't just multiply income. That's one thing it does. And I think that's a very important aspect. I really believe that money is played down by too many people, usually poor people. But it's an important aspect. But it changes lives. It makes you more confident. It makes you more consciously aware of who you are. Confidence is strength with style. It's understanding who we are, Alex. That's what this does.
Well, you bring up an interesting point again, Bob, and that is how people feel about money. And people listening right now, or maybe friends and loved ones of people listening right now at this very moment, have a lot of mixed emotions about money. Why do so many people have so many conflicting beliefs and competing intentions about this concept called money, and how can they clear that out?
Well, first of all, money's not taught. How to earn money is not taught in school. Any educational institution, I don't care where you go, they do not teach how to earn money. The vast majority of the population is behind the eight ball. They're not doing well financially. They really believe that the government or the country is holding them back. It's their own ignorance. There's only one problem in the whole world, and that's ignorance. And we have to justify our position. So we play down money. Money's not important. Money won't make you happy. Now, these are absolutely ridiculous statements. Money was never meant to make you happy, and money is very important in the area that it's used because it can't be supplanted by anything else. So it's important that we start to understand it. Money will only do two things for you, but they're important things. One, it'll make you comfortable. And the more comfortable you are, the more creative you can become. It's like a great leader one time said, don't talk to a person about God until you feed him. The more comfortable you are, the more creative you'll become. The second purpose, it enables you to extend the good that you do far beyond your own presence. Now, one of the laws is giving, receiving. Action, reaction are equal and opposite. It's the law that Emerson said was the law of laws, give. Well, the more money you have, the more you can give. And the paradox is the more you give, the more you receive. So money enables you to extend the good that you do far beyond your own presence. Our rewards in life come from what we do, not from what we know, but from what we do. And this enables us to do things in a much greater way. Money is a magnifier. It makes you more of what you already are. If you're not a nice person, I wouldn't want to be around when you get more money. If you are a nice person, you're going to become much nicer because it enables you to do so many great things. So it's something that should be understood. It will not make you a better person. It will not make you happy, but it will make you much more effective, and it'll make you very comfortable. We should all want to have all the money we need to provide the things we want, to do the things we should. And that's what the science of getting rich is really about, Alex.
It's so interesting because you said something that just triggered something that one of my mentors said and taught me once, is money does not make you happy. It just makes you more of who you are right now. And if we believe that to be true, then if someone is depressed, it's only going to make them more depressed. If someone is grateful, you teach in session number 7, it's gratitude. The more grateful they feel right now before they may have it, the more grateful they will feel after they have the money. Is that accurate in your view?
Oh, that is very accurate. That's very accurate. See, there's a paradox there. Something you said, you can find a person that's depressed, so they're doing something that depresses them. It's usually anger turned inwards, and they can be afraid of losing what they've got. But at the same time, they're doing something that enables them to earn more money. See, bad people can earn a lot of money. You know, it's not just good people that earn money. It's anyone that works in harmony with these laws is going to get the money. But it's such a powerful instrument. It's a medium of exchange that's used all over the world by all civilized society. And there's absolute laws governing the earning and the ability to earn money. So like 1% of our population earns 96% of all the money being earned. So the odds of you learning this just by going through life are so remote that it's almost not even worth thinking about. This is a course that is based on natural laws that will work every time for every person everywhere, and has with every person that's ever used it. So, you know, if a person's on this call, they're not on this call by accident. You're on this call by law. Something you've been thinking has attracted you to this. And if you've got a feeling this is for you, it is for you. That's what it's for. That's why we're here. That's why you're here. And it's a perfect thing. But you're not going to get this just anywhere, because it doesn't just happen anywhere. Not that many people understand it.
And the other interesting thing is I didn't know him personally, but I know of a billionaire who sadly took his life recently, and he lost 3/4 of his wealth. And he still had $3 billion of assets, and a lot of it in the bank, and he took his life. Here's a billionaire. So his mindset had a lot to do with what his end game was. In this case, he's no longer on earth because he felt the way he did, and it's that mindset that has to change before the money comes in. After it comes in, it may be too late. Isn't that what we're still talking about here?
Well, you know, Alex, I started off the Born Rich book by talking about a dozen people back in 1924 that had more money than the American government. And every one of them either ended up in jail or died of suicide. Every one of them. So you see, having a lot of money doesn't mean that you understand this. See, the science of getting rich doesn't just deal with money. It deals with riches in life. To understand the spiritual side of our personality and understand the depth of life and the beauty of life. So this is an all-encompassing program. It is a phenomenal program. You see, if it's just money, rich is a funny thing. It's like the actress in the movie says, you never have enough. Well, riches in this sense, the science of getting rich, we're talking about the fulfillment of all aspects of your life to develop who you are. The essence of you is perfect. There's perfection within us, and it's development of it, and you do that by following these laws.
Now, again, we're talking to Bob Proctor. He is the chief instructor for the Science of Getting Rich program. Go to the SGR program. We've made it very simple for you. thesgrprogram.com/special. And one of the parts of the rich mindset, the wealth mindset, that is not really a law, but it's something that activates these laws, is decision making. Your ability to make a decision, to cut off other possibility. I'm asking for your decision now. Yes or no thanks? If it's no thanks, why are you still listening? If it's yes, then take action. Go to thesgrprogram.com/special, because no one is making you listen right now. You are listening, as Bob said, by no accident. It's a happy accident. You are here, and if you make the decision now, within the next 48 hours, or the first 500 who decide, whatever comes first, you will be getting an additional reward, because those who decide quickly and are firm on that decision are rewarded. Not only because you're guaranteed by the 90-day guarantee that's covered by this course that Bob guarantees, not only because you'd not only get your money back, he'll even pay you a dollar for trying it out, okay? There's no other guarantee like this. You can read all about it on the webpage and the invitation letter, which is thesgrprogram.com/special. But this alone is worth taking a closer look at making a decision and convincing someone else, a loved one, so that Bob does the heavy lifting, Michael does the heavy lifting, Jack Canfield does the heavy lifting. They have the experience, and you don't have to. You don't have to convince anyone. Just give them access to the webpage and let them decide and see if they are decisive. thesgrprogram.com/special. What I'm talking about as a bonus for the first 500 or 48 hours, whatever comes first from the time of this recording, it will not be offered later. Bob is decisive, and that is absolutely true. It will not be offered later, and it will be used up after the 501st unit. Manifestation Mastery, these are 12 videos that talk about the laws of the universe. There are 7 natural laws. What are some of those laws, and why is this bonus gift such an important addition to this audio, the 17-set audio session of the SGR program? What are these 12 videos, and you're on them, and what are these seven laws that you talk about?
Well, you know, there's a number of important aspects to these videos, Alex. The one thing I think is very important, I would imagine most people listening are familiar with The Secret and familiar with as a result, the law of attraction, to some degree at any rate. We think of the law of attraction as being the law. The actual law of attraction is a secondary law. The primary law is the law of vibration. And to fully understand the law of attraction, you must understand the law of vibration. Well, the seven laws of the universe are included in the Science of Getting Rich. The 12 laws that I've done there are dealing with secondary laws that cause and enable you to look beyond the basic law. Where does this lead? You know, how does this happen? Like cause and effect, there's a train of cause and effect. You can say, well, that's the cause of the effect, but is it the primary cause? You have to go to the primary law to understand the secondary law. And so that was really the objective of making those 12 videos. And, you know, if I do say so myself, I'm pretty proud of them, Alex, because I think I've done a fairly good job of getting that idea across. And it'll really expand the person's mind. It causes them to see beyond the surface. And that's really what's important. And the more you study the laws, the more you see where these goes. Like there's probably hundreds of laws, but there are only seven primary laws. They're the laws that Wernher von Braun talked about, where he pointed out that the natural laws of this universe are so precise that we don't have any difficulty building spaceships, sending people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. Now, it's because Wernher von Braun understood these laws, it made him the father of the space program. And when President John Kennedy asked von Braun what it would take to build a rocket that would carry a man to the moon and bring him back safely to Earth, von Braun answered him in five simple words. He said, the will to do it, because we have the understanding of the law. So that enables you to go on and do things beyond anything you've ever done. And that's what this program will do. It'll enable people to go on and do things beyond anything they've ever done because they understand the basic formula. So the 12 laws that I put on those videotapes deal with secondary laws, and it gets people looking at them and say, oh, I see how this works. Now I understand how the law of attraction works. It's based on the law of vibration. My mind controls the vibration I'm in. The vibration I'm in is going to dictate what do I attract. If I'm worried and in a negative vibration, there's no way I'm going to attract good things. But if I control my own thinking and I put myself in a great vibration, good stuff is going to be attracted to me. We magnetize ourselves to it. So that's really the difference in the benefit of those particular videos. So I would recommend anybody listening, they want to get them right away because they are very good, Alex.
They are very good. And the first lesson and the first session of the 17 audio sessions of the formula with the tips and tricks that you and Bob and Michael talk about in the Science of Getting Rich, the SGR program, is, number one, the right to be rich. And I have to ask you flat out, does everyone have the same right to be rich? Anyone listening right now, compared to a billionaire or a millionaire or someone who's just flat dead broke, does everyone have that right to be rich?
You know, I think, I honestly believe, Alex, if a person will quieten their mind and really think and think on truth, they will know they do. We are all God's highest creation, every one of us. We're all created equal. We've got this marvelous mind. We do have the right, but we have to exercise the will. It has to be a decision on our part. We have to exercise our right to be rich. But the right is there. That was a gift at birth. It was it's something everybody got. And we see that happening. We see people breaking out of terrible circumstance to positions of greatness. And everybody has that same right. And I think this first module, this first lesson, teaches that, and it teaches it so very well, Alex. And I think as people look into this, they start to understand it. You know, Alex, I love the way you interview and you ask questions on this. You do pull the best out, so I want to thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And one thing I do know is there are two types of people who go to the sgrprogram.com/special. And that's for you listening if it's within the first 48 hours and if you are one of the first 500, because you will get those 12 additional videos that Bob covered. But there are two types of people. Those who read the letter and click on the member login and don't have a password to get in. And those who read the invitation, get registered, say yes for one-tenth of the normal cost, and we already mentioned the normal $2,000 cost in tuition. It's worth 10, maybe 20 times that. Just the little book by Wattles is worth 20 times that, which is a bonus. It's thrown in for free. It should have a price tag on it because people don't take it seriously enough when it's free, but it is what it is. It's in there at no cost. When you click on member login in the upper right-hand corner at SGR Program, thesgrprogram.com/special, if you can get into the membership area, congratulations, welcome. You are one click away after putting in your password and email. When you click in enter, you are getting access to Bob, to Jack, and to Michael, as well as thousands of years of ancient wisdom. Now, if you can't enter, then why are you still listening? Why have you not said yes? If that offends you, why does that offend you if you haven't said yes and you're still listening? Make a decision, because in many cases, Bob, Jack, and Michael want more for you than you may want for yourself. So make the decision so if you click on that member login, you will unlock access to it, because there's a lock there. You need a password, and the password is one click away. It's less than a dinner for four in most cities, certainly the city I live in, which is near San Francisco, $197. The first 500 or the next 48 hours, you get the 12-video bonus with Bob. There's a guarantee of 90 days, so you have zero risk, even if you have to borrow the money from your grandmother, as Bob often says in the interviews. And let's just cover very quickly, because my final question to you, Bob, is going to be, what if you created this program 10 years ago? What and how might your life look different today? How much more impact would you have had? But before I ask that question, I want you to answer the question, who should get this program right now and why? We've alluded to that, but just give me specific who's. Who is the exact right time for this program to be in their hands and get access to it so that they can log in after they click in the member login?
Well, you know, Alex, I had a man in a seminar one time who was a multimillionaire, and he said he never saw a millionaire that didn't want another million. So it could be the wealthiest person on the line. They should get in. They'll understand why they are and become more effective. Or it could be something like myself. As you were talking, my mind went back to a point where I did act on a suggestion like you were giving. I had been given suggestions all my life, from the time I was a young kid until I was 26, and I acted on a suggestion like what you just gave, and my income went from 4,000 to over a million in about a 2 or 3 year period. Immediately went from $4,000 to $175,000. My life has never been the same because I did act on the idea. And that's really the difference. I believe this program is for anyone, Alex, who has even the slightest desire of improving any aspect of their life. This program is about them. It's about why they do what they do, why they don't do many of the things they want to do, and it's about how to make the changes that they want to make. We all say, you know, I wish they'd stop doing that. Well, it's going to show you how to stop doing the things you wanted to do, you wanted to stop, and it's going to show you how to start to do the things you wanted to start. I couldn't think of anybody that would not benefit from this program, Alex. This program touches all bases. I have a grandson, young Danny, who's, I think you've met, who's 18, 19 now. He's been studying this since he was a young boy. He's got such a rich, abundant life for a young person. So it's for the young, it's for the old, it's for everybody that wants to improve the quality of their life. And if you're still breathing, I can tell you that there's something more ahead. Go get it.
Well, I mentioned that we're all on an equal playing field here, wealthy, broke, employed, not employed, entrepreneur who's wildly successful, entrepreneur who's climbing, a stay-at-home mom, a divorced dad. It really doesn't matter what situation you're in. You could be homeschooled in the age of 14, or you can be an 88-year-old grandmother or grandfather of many grandchildren. What's important is that you decide and you make a decision, and a decision is not maybe. A decision is yes or no thanks, but decide. That is the first step. I'm going to ask you an unfair question, and that is, and Bob, forgive me if you do feel it's unfair, but let's say we go back 10 years, and let's say you had put this course together 10 years ago. It may not have been possible 10 years ago, but let's say it was, just for play a mental game. How would your life and the life of many others have been different as a result of having access to this 10 years ago when it's being given access today, right now, for the rest of people's lives? What would have happened 10 years ago if this was available, just so people can get a sense of what the next 10 years may look like?
Well, to tell you the truth, Alex, I don't even know how to answer that question, because you're dealing with your imagination. I mean, it'll take you as far as your imagination will take you. We wonder how great things happen. This program explains how great things happen. You know, I often wonder where I'm going to be in another 10 years. I do know that if I had had this 10 years ago, the way it is right here, right now, I'd be way further ahead than I am. And I do some pretty interesting things. I live a pretty interesting life. I impact a lot of people all around the world, but I haven't touched as many as I want to. And there's always a better way, and there's another way to reach more people, to do things in a bigger way. And I don't care what it is we're doing. It can be done so much better. You know, I started cleaning floors when I first started to study this, Alex. I ended up cleaning floors in Toronto, Montreal, Boston, Cleveland, Atlanta, and London, England. Started to clean one office. So even cleaning offices, it took off and went like a rocket. It doesn't matter what you're doing. What matters is how you're doing it. It's like Waddle said, you don't get rich by doing certain things. You get rich by doing things in a certain way. The science of getting rich shows you the certain way, Alec.
Thank you, Bob. And final comments, take us out. Your final comment to anyone listening right now who's on the fence and is thinking about saying yes. Those of you who have said yes, welcome. Those of you who are thinking about it, what would you say to them right now?
Oh, well, just act on it. Act on it. Quit monkeying around. Quit playing. Quit letting your paradigm and your outside world control you. It's like you quoted me there. If you have to borrow the money from your grandmother, borrow it and do it. That's where I used to get money when I didn't have any. I'd go to grandma. She'd always say, now you got to give me back, and I always did. But if you have to borrow the money to get it, I'm going to tell you something. It'll be the last time you'll ever have to borrow money. That in itself should be strong enough motivation.
And it will keep her smiling, won't it? It will definitely keep her smiling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I would love to. When I had to borrow money from my mother, I promised her I'd buy her a car when I did what it took to get the job done, and I did it. And when I got her that car, I'll never forget what that felt like when I saw the look on her face.
Alex, you're such an excellent example. You could buy her a dealership.
Thank you.
You followed the rules, Alex.
Thank you. And it is an amazing feeling. And a lot of the money and wealth that will come pouring in, typically I ask people, thousands of them. I have 200,000 people I talk to every week. It's what they want to do for others that counts. So think about what you want to do and how you want to contribute as a result of this. There are 17 audio sessions. Go right now. I've given the website many times. I have no idea if the 500 people have already purchased it, if that is up or not. Only you know that. If you've already said yes, you know that you're one of the 500. It's 48 hours or the first 500. Those are the decision makers. You get the bonus. Manifestation Mastery, there are 12 videos. They're about the laws of the universe. Bob talked about those seven laws and the secondary laws as well. Now, even if you don't make the first 500, you are getting the 17 audio sessions, you are getting the Waddle's book, Wallace D. Waddle's, The Science of Getting Rich. You are getting the online workbook and the action guides. You are getting access to the one-click download technology so you can listen during dead time. In your car, you're mowing the lawn, you're in the gym. It's what you do with that dead time. It's not multitasking, it's stacking your future, because that's dead time that you could be learning and having this just soak in. Whether it's session number 4, the first principle in the science of getting rich, or it's number 8, thinking in a certain way, or it's number 14, the impression of increase, which Bob talked about earlier. No matter what session you are listening to, I want you to go back again and again and again and listen, because Bob talks about that every time he speaks publicly, why it's so important to repeat. Maybe you can give 60 seconds on the importance of repetition and why it's so important for those who have said yes. Because it's not just their one-time investment. Going back and listening to it again and again will generate more benefit. Is that true?
Alex, it's the repetition that enables you to alter the paradigm and get you to do the thing you really wanted to do. A lot of people have intentions they don't follow through on. Something you just said a minute ago brought a beautiful image to my mind. You were talking about buying your mother the automobile. Do you know, my brother and sister and I did that for my mother. And when you said it, I could see the look on my mother's face. Now, God rest her, she's gone now, but You know, that was something that, you know, when you said that, I could see the look on her face. And I was thinking, you know, there's people on the line that want to do something like that, and they haven't done it. This will give them the opportunity to do that. The repetition is what changes the intention into the action. It gets us to alter the paradigm. It's one of the most important aspects of the whole program. And like you did it for your mother, and I did it for my mother, you know, I think there's somebody on the line that wants to do it for their mother, their grandmother, their wife, their uncle, their husband, somebody. There's something that they wanted to do they haven't done yet. This will enable them to do that, Alex.
There is no question. And it is the look on their face. That's why I did it. I'll never forget the look on my wife's face, Amy, when she got the diamond ring and she opened the black velvet box. I'll never forget the look on my mother's face or my father's face when I got him something very private and very special he wanted for years. It's the look on their face that I did it for. And what makes that possible is the money and wealth that comes in by living the principles and by living these generalized principles that are laws that work whether you believe in them or not. I'm going to give the website one last time, thesgrprogram.com/special. thesgrprogram.com/special. Find out if you're one of the first 500 who do. And within 48 hours, the offer is gone. It may be gone already. I used to think there were two types of people listening during a teleseminar or a training like this. There was one person who said, I can do this, and one person who said, I can't do it. The I can do this person went out and became a millionaire. The I can't do this person went out and lived the life of obscurity and oftentimes mediocrity. It's sad, it's a shame, but that's what I thought. I was wrong. There are not two people. There are two voices, and they are in your mind and in your heart. I can and I can't. It's which one you listen to that's going to get you to decide. So if you listen to that louder, I can do this, you will make that decision. And for less than a dinner for four in most cities, you will get access to the laws of the universe that not only change your wealth, but can change the wealth of others so that you can be a Bob Proctor, so that you can be a Jack Canfield, so you can be a Michael Beckwith and pass on the tradition that has been passed on for thousands of years. My name is Alex Mondosian. On behalf of Bob Proctor and everyone else on his team and the team that are making this available to you, get the SGR program and live into this wealth building process and the principles that have been around forever. The SGRprogram.com/special. My wish for you is that our paths cross again only after you've said yes to this. Thank you.